Here come Hearts again. See, it's young Owen McHugh over on the far side. He's been fed possession. Owen McHugh, he did well. He got the ball into the area. Here's McAteer on the edge of the box. McAteer to Conor Turris. Shot comes in from Turris. It's a goal for Fanaz. Conor Turris has equalized. Would you believe it? What a brilliant finish from the central defender who was up for that lately in attack. Gavin McAteer, Owen McHugh, both involved. McAteer with a pass. And Conor Turris, just a delightful clip off the right foot. And it looked up, and you watched it, and you watched it. And once it hit the back of the net, well, what a strike. I think even the bat here in front of me didn't expect that one to creep in on the far post. But Conor Turris, he had a chance just a few minutes ago, actually, after the penalty kick was missed. Conor Turris had a shot which went over the bar. He walked away from that one with his head in his hands. But it looks like Conor Turris may well have claimed a dramatic late equaliser for Finn Harps in this one, and a dramatic late point. Treaty United, well, they'll be so, so disappointed. Remember, they were two goals to the good for so long in this game. Both goals coming in the opening 18 minutes. Harps hitting back through Gavin McAteer and Conor Turris. Well, could he be the man that has earned Harps? But you got to say, a deserved point tonight, because they played well in the second half. I'm just looking at the watch here, Marty. We played 49, almost the 5 minutes up here now. So it's just whatever the match referee, Robert Dowling, decides to play. He's looking at his watch, and I would imagine this is going to be the last action of this game. So much drama, so much excitement. Here's Owen McHugh. Is there a chance perhaps for Harps to maybe create another opportunity in the dying second? McHugh wins a header. Challenge come in. The referee going to bring an end to the contest. Yeah, there indeed. He has signaled full time. And well, there you go. Conor Turris' equaliser right at the end. Denies Treaty United the 3 points. Treaty had come into this game seeking a first victory. And they played well tonight themselves. Those couple of goals from Oyonega in the early stages. Well, it looked as if they were going to take the 3 points. They held the lead for so long until McAteer got Harps back into the game with 13 minutes to go, and then that dramatic late equaliser from Conor Turris. So there you have it. Harps have managed to take a point from this win for so long in this game. It was going to look beyond them, and credit to them. Kevin McHugh will be delighted. Just looking to see if we can get the latest scores from elsewhere tonight in the Premier Division. St. Pat's 3-1 up on Drogheda United. We can confirm that that's 4-1 now to St. Pat's Athletic. So that will be 4 victories on the trot for them. Bowes, the leaders in the Premier Division, look as if they have taken all 3 points. A 1-0 victory against Galway United at Daly Mount Park. Derry City and Shells, it remains 2-1 to Shelburne, and that one does not. 4-0 up against Waterford, and Shamrock Rovers winning by 2-0 at Sligo Rovers. In the first division, the leaders, Cork City, 1-0 up on Longford Town. And here at Finn Park in Balmafay, as the Finn Harps players give a clap to their supporters on this near side. What a finish, Marty. It's all over here in Balmafay. Another good game, and loads of drama, loads of excitement, and 4 goals as well. It's finished Finn Harps 2, Treaty United 2.